You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Nutrition for Me on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. Today's show is brought to you in collaboration with Revive Active, our show's sponsor, Ireland's number one super supplement brand. Enjoy Revive Active's range of super supplements and feel great. Revive Active have teamed up with UK Health Radio to offer listeners an exclusive discount so you can test the supplements for yourself and start to feel super. Just go to reviveactive.com and use Radio 20 to get 20% off their entire range. I'm Dora Walsh, personalized nutritionist and functional medicine practitioner, supporting you to overcome your health problems like obesity, hard to lose weight, low immunity, chronic fatigue, skin conditions, digestive problems, autoimmunity, out of control cravings, and much more. Join me each week as I delve into the fascinating world of health and nutrition, focusing on the most important tips and nutritional advice that can really aid you in your quest for health, energy, and longevity. This week, we're talking about finding balance. So why do people need to find balance? It's a bit of an obvious question, but we're going to delve into it this week on the Nutrition for Me show. I attended a Revive Active Find Your Balance event very recently in London, and was joined by the lovely Wendy Hill, nutritional therapist and Revive Active health expert, who I'll be interviewing on the Nutrition for Me show today. We came away with so many useful and realistic tips on finding balance despite the chaos that everyday life can throw at us. On the train home, I read the leaflet from the event, and some of the statistics on stress and sleep issues are mind-blowing, and they really impacted me and made me realize why we really do need to find balance. 39% of Gen Z and 36% of millennials experience daily stress and anxiety, compared to 29% of Gen X and 22% of baby boomers. We are a very stressed nation. One in five over 16 in the UK are stressed every day. 63% of people in the UK are stressed weekly. 96% of people under 45 feel stressed at least once per month. Only 6% of the UK population are never stressed, and 24% of women experience stress daily. These are quite some numbers, and it seems that this sky-high stress isn't the only reason why we need to find balance in our lives. In today's show, I'll also quiz Wendy on the epidemic of sleep concerns and what we can do about it, while also touching on the transition that women go through in the menopause and the perimenopause, which can lead to them feeling stressed out, invisible, or lonely. Just before we start, I'm going to announce a Revive Active competition, which you can enter on the UK Health Radio Instagram page. Revive Active is giving away 5 copies of The Uncomfortable Truth by the incredible Anna Mather. and this is a Sunday Times bestseller. She was a speaker at the Finding Balance event that we recently attended in London. Anna is a psychotherapist, a speaker, and an author known for her warm, practical, and deeply honest approach to mental well-being. Her latest book dives into the fears that silently shapes our lives. And to enter, you go to UK Health Radio's Instagram page to find the competition, and you simply have to like the post and follow reviveactive_UK to be in with a chance to win. The Uncomfortable Truth by Anna Mather was an instant Sunday Times bestseller. Anna realized that plowing endless energy into trying to control the uncontrollable is keeping us all tired, wired, and worried. So she changed tack and decided to get a deeper understanding of her uncomfortable truth rather than doing everything to avoid them. Once these truths were accepted, more peaceful and intentional living followed. So we need to discover who we are without worry, doubt, and people-pleasing, and not allow that to hold us back. Welcome to the show, Wendy. It's great to have you here today.
Thanks, Dora. Lovely to be here.
It was lovely going to that event a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
I really enjoyed it. It was a lovely day, wasn't it? Well, lovely afternoon.
You're a nutritional therapist, you're a public speaker, and you're a yoga teacher and a health coach. So I think I'm speaking to the perfect person this week on the topic of finding balance, because I guess you're helping your clients to do that all the time. A minute ago, you were telling me you're going to the allotment later today. That sounds very balanced. But we're going to be delving into all of this topic, and I'm really interested in your perspective.
So I think balance is something that we're all striving for, isn't it? I support my clients with this, but also, like you said, I'm going to the allotment myself, and I learned a lot from that afternoon, or reminded me a lot that afternoon did, about we all need to give ourselves a little bit of space and make sure that we do have that balance in our lives.
It was an amazing experience, that event, and with such inspiration and experts to show us the way to realistically achieve better balance. Why is finding balance so important? I'd love it if you could refer to your own experiences. You mentioned a bit about your allotment. We also talked about a few stats at the beginning of the show, but I know there are a lot more. But tell us what your thoughts are on why this is so important.
I think we just end up craving. I think maybe social media has a little bit of a play in this as well, Dora. But I think we're all craving almost that perfection. And it's even something that Anna referred to as well, that kind of we're looking for perfection, and it can end up, everything can end up being another task on the list. The perfect body, the perfect life, the perfect meal, the perfect outfit. Social media, I think, drives into that a little bit as well. We can look on Instagram, and let's be honest, I try and be a little bit real about it sometimes, but we do tend to only post the nice things, don't we? I try and make sure that I post when my meals look a mess, or when my house is a mess. But we just assume, I think sometimes in our own little world, that everyone else has got this perfect, beautiful life, and that we're like that kind of the duck or the swan with the legs going mad under the water. And balance is more about taking a breath. And even I did it then. Balance is more about taking a breath, about taking a little step back and really evaluating what is working, what's good, and maybe what isn't working. And I think in midlife, and you know, the stats show that for women, it is a little bit more challenging than men as well, is we tend to be the homemaker. Even if you don't have a traditional family sort of dynamic, it still tends to be the women that are more of the homemaker, the women that want that more perfection, that feel that pressure to support everybody else as well as themselves. And this can really lead to it just being lots and lots of jobs on the list. Make sure you do this, make sure you do that. Even like calming, have a bath for a little bit of me time, rather than saying, what actually do I want to do? Do I want, for example, for me, do I want to go and spend an hour at the allotment on a Friday morning? Is it beneficial to me to get up earlier and prioritize that time for me? What is it that really brings you joy and can calm you down a little bit?
To make their perfect little life, and they're not even feeling balanced, like they're trying to achieve the balance, but all of the to-do list is stressing them out, and they're not achieving it at all. They're feeling quite stressed out just to achieve a semblance of balance.
100%. I run workshops, and I use, you might have used it yourself, the Wheel of Life, and I'm a practitioner in the GLASS system, which is Global Life alignment, even global life alignment. And it's all about aligning life and sort of looking for where maybe areas of your life might be, and you're focusing a little bit less on that, might be a little bit lower. So rather than looking for perfection, what we're trying to do is achieve a balance throughout life. So thinking about joy, connection, these are things that are almost forgotten. We've forgotten just how to laugh, how to have fun. And having fun and laughing and that connection with others is really important to our well-being. And if we can create a better balance for that, we might be hitting fitness goals, we might be hitting the health goals and things, but actually, are we sacrificing that for that connection or for another area of life? And if we can bring a better balance, rather than being a 10 in some things and a 0 in others, is actually if we're a 6 or 7 in most things, that's probably pretty good. And that balance is better.
I know some people that are hitting the health goals, as you mentioned, but they are not happy at all. They're watching what they're eating too much. They're not even enjoying a slice of cake or a biscuit with friends, coffee meetups. They are on a schedule to do a certain amount of reps and a certain amount of steps. And it just seems so contrived. It doesn't seem very healthy at all. And the other thing about you, what you said earlier about the Instagram and always wanting to post your best self, I must say when I go onto Instagram, it's very hard for me to find good photos. So when I do, I try and put it up there because there aren't many. Most of my photos, they are awful. I know what's on my plate is very healthy, Wendy. Thank God, because we're nutritionists, we know what to eat. But it doesn't look like what I've seen on Instagram. And I look at those accounts and these other wonderful nutritionists, probably what you're one too. Wow, they've curated some amazing stuff. It's just like a full-time job. And I'm wondering, is life really like that in their own house? Or is it just a facade? Or maybe they're just very organized and good at photography and making their food look amazing.
Yeah, maybe. I'm always too hungry to get really good shots. Whenever I photograph food, it's always to eat. I think some people do cook like for the photographs, but I don't. And so I need to take a photograph of it either before it goes cold or before I'm so ravenously hungry that I need to eat it. I was going to say, I think what you said about having the cake and the coffee and the ketchup is so important, isn't it? Yes, we're both nutritionists. We eat really well. What's on my plate is really healthy. But is it healthier to go and have a coffee and a slice of cake with a friend and have a laugh and a ketchup and have that human connection than it is to have that super healthy meal on your own with no connection?
Clear, I did a talk for a bank a few years ago. And it was all about finding balance, actually, ironically. Basically, one of my major points is actually more important who you eat with than what you're eating. I probably shouldn't say that as a nutritionist, but eating in company is very good for your health. And there are many other things that we don't consider. We're just thinking about the macronutrients, micronutrients, the vitamins and minerals, and do we have herbs in our food, and is it herbal tea? But really, if you ate a meal that was slightly less healthy and you were having a good laugh with friends in company, your digestion would be better. Your health would be better because we're not just what we eat. We are what we digest and absorb. And that community lengthens our life and improves our health, doesn't it?
Anna said about those moments of joy and bringing glimmer back to your life. And exactly those, I think about some of my sort of favorite memories, moments in life that have brought me joy. And they're often centered around food, because I'm a big foodie, but it is around that community, isn't it? Time spent with others. And yeah, counting food shouldn't be another job on the list to do. Yes, we want a healthy, balanced meal, but it is possible to do that without. I'm not a big fan. I never get my clients to weigh and measure things because I just think it becomes so onerous. I want you to eat more intuitively and to have joy. Food should bring you joy. It should be about the taste, the texture, and it's about the environment you're in, exactly the people, like you said, the people that you're eating with. That makes such a difference. Food should bring us joy. It shouldn't be a chore.
I talked a bit about the stats at the beginning of the show, because when we were at that Find Your Balance event with Revive Active in London a few weeks ago, I walked away with this lovely little leaflet were the takeaways for the event, the activities that I could use to ground and reconnect. And on the front, there were loads of stats. And I was like, wow, I was blown away. 1 in 5 with over 16s in the UK are stressed every day. Also, there's a lot of sleep disorders as well. Also, women aren't feeling so good about themselves when they're going through the menopause. For our listeners to realize they're not the only ones that are stressed out and looking for balance.
It's, we are seeing that more of the younger generation are becoming stressed. And 39% of Gen Z, that's almost half, really, when you break it down. And what is that change? What is driving that change? Because it's all well and good us saying these are terrible statistics, but we need to try and help and understand where that's coming from, don't we? And that's something we do as functional medicine practitioners, is delving into the root cause of that and then how we can support that. Women, 24% of women express stress daily. I wonder if it's a bigger number than that, to be fair. I think we are also, it's our perception of stress. So a little bit of stress is fine, and we need to remember that. But some stress is okay. It's the amount of stress that we are being exposed to, the regularity of that stress, that low level, constant stress. If stress is a reaction to something that is dangerous, and if we're not in danger, but our body thinks we are, and this is why we're having, it can lead to lots of chronic illnesses, because our body is in that survival mode constantly.
Was it breathing, breath thing where we had to all lie on the floor? It was like a yoga studio, wasn't it, Wendy? Did you do the exercise?
I did. And I love breathwork exercises. So we did some box breathing, which is imagining that you're, it's very good for the imagination, imagining that you're breathing to a count and then you exhale and you almost imagine that you're around a box. I also, another one that's quite nice for clients is I recommend your hand breathing, I call it, so you trace. It's all about inhaling and exhaling, which if you slow the inhale and the exhale down, we learn this as yoga teachers, so I do know a little bit about this. We tend to breathe in the top half of our chest cavity when we're stressed, which means that our body isn't getting the full amount of oxygen. And we all know how important oxygen is. So slowing your breath down will mean that you will get oxygen better through the body, helps with blood flow, but also helps activate the parasympathetic nervous system. And one of the things that I recommend to clients, box breathing is great, but also breathing, tracing your finger. So you can breathe in and trace the length of your thumb and just pause at the top and then exhale and bring it down the other side of your thumb. And then you inhale along your index finger, pause, exhale, and so on. And I say, well, you've always got a hand with you. You can pop it under your desk if it's something stressful, and if you're in a meeting and you're feeling you're not very calm, things are getting a little bit on top of you, you can just trace your finger along your hand. No one knows you're doing it. And it's a really nice way of just calming that breath down. So you don't have to do the big, you might hear sometimes. It's just a very gentle way of calming the breath down. And that just activates that parasympathetic nervous system and says to your body, you're safe. It's okay. You're safe. And then what that does is that clears up your brain a little bit to think better. And it just really, I use it a lot with perimenopausal women, because anxiety is a big sort of driver in early stages of perimenopause. And so they tend often, I find women are not overreacting, but reacting in ways that they say afterwards, I don't really know why I said that. And I'm like, that's because your body is in fight or flight. You're in survival mode. So when we can calm things down, you suddenly get a little bit of headspace to be able to really assess what is happening and then make a good reaction. Whereas if you're in stress, you're just running away. You're just like, I'm in survival. I need to do something to keep myself safe. And sometimes that might be not the best reaction.
Women are going through so much in perimenopause and then going on to menopause. They're feeling different about themselves. The hormones are changing. They're feeling more anxious. And that is driven through their hormones. So the healthier we can be, the more balanced we are, the better we can go through that transition. I remember when I went to a workshop and we were learning all about the Dutch test, which is a hormone test. And then the lady, she was an amazing lady that was teaching us. And then she said that she worked with so many perimenopausal and menopausal women. And one of her biggest recommendations was to take a very gentle walk in the morning in the sunlight. And she said this was wonderfully balancing for the hormones, because the body doesn't like to feel like it's under attack, because then it's too much adrenaline, it affects the cycle. And a lot of perimenopausal women are still cycling, or they still want to try and maintain their cycle. So we never want to feel like we're in that fight or flight, as you say. So yeah, I can understand why, as you say, the deep breathing and these relaxing, balancing activities can really bring those perimenopausal and menopausal women back into balance. So things are much calmer on the hormonal side, and then they feel much better in themselves.
Absolutely. And what a better, isn't it a better way to start the day? Like just that getting up 10 to 15 minutes earlier and just going for a little walk. Maybe it's just a walk in the garden, that you just make a nice herbal tea and go and stand in the garden, smell the flowers, enjoy it. I've started to walk my dog without my earbuds in. I used to choose it as an opportunity to do more learning. And now I'm like, well, actually, no, I'm going to see it as an opportunity to be outside in the fresh air, listening to the birds, saying hello to other dog walkers, and being in the moment a little bit more. And I think this is such a nicer way for us to start the day, rather than maybe starting the day, snoozing the alarm, getting up late, and then suddenly being in that high cortisol because you're rushing around, you're shouting at the family, maybe you're in a stress state. It's not good for anyone, is it?
A lot better. But what you described there, shouting at the family and rushing out of bed and snoozing, that's me sometimes. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about finding balance after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio on my weekly show, Nutrition for Me. And this week we're speaking about finding balance with Wendy Hill. She's a nutritional therapist and Revive Active health expert. And just before we go back into our show talking about finding balance, I'm just going to mention our competition this week, because there are 5 books up for grabs. It's a Revive Active competition. Revive Active is giving away 5 copies of The Uncomfortable Truth by the incredible Anna Mather. and she's a Sunday Times bestseller. Anna is a psychotherapist, speaker, and author known for her warm, practical, and deeply honest approach to mental well-being. Her latest book dives into the fears that silently shape our lives. Enter the competition. Go to the UK Health Radio Instagram page to find the competition, and you simply have to find the post that's advertising this competition to win Anna Mather's book. And then also follow reviveactive_UK to be in with a chance to win. So definitely like the post and then follow reviveactive_UK. We're talking about finding balance. We've talked about some of the stats. They're shocking stats. A lot of our young population, not so much the older ones, are suffering terrible stress and anxiety. And some women are experiencing it every day, in our opinion. So what can we do about it? Let's talk a bit about the things that Anna Mather, the psychotherapist, psychologist, talked about at the Finding Balance event. She talked a bit about not trying to seek perfection. Things like that, small wins, the feeling like you're controlling your, not feeling that you are having to do everything. There were a few things on the list, like she gave us a few tips, didn't she?
She did. And wasn't that brilliant as well? I think a couple of the ones that really resonated with me. So she talked about less pressure and more capacity, building space and margin around ourselves that we're not, I have friends like this, I'm sure you have friends like this, that literally every second of their life is planned out. And they're always the friends that are always late. They're the friends that are always rushing around everywhere. And that for me really resonates. They don't, you can't do things in 5 minutes. I'm terrible at this. I plan my journeys around when I need to be in the car, but I forget that I have to walk to get my car. I live in the city centre, so I don't even have a car on my drive. So that takes me probably from the minute I leave my apartment and get my shoes on and get my bag and my coat, it's probably 10 minutes realistically, if I'm not running, which I tend to be all the time. So I think little tips like that are really good at just giving yourself some capacity. So it's less pressure, more capacity, less burnout, more joy. We talked about that already. Not too much of the to-do list, and then things become, even the nice things become a to-do job. Less overwhelm, more regulation. So the breathing exercise is really good there. She talked about less people pleasing, more boundaries. That for me was really important. Saying no to things. I'm a pleaser. I say yes to everything and then wonder how I'm going to fit it in. And less disconnect, which we talked about a little bit more, more glimmers, more happiness, more connection. One of the things that I've started to do this month, and I'm really quite proud of myself that I'm quite proud of myself that I've managed to do it every day in May or every night, is I've started journaling. And I talk to my clients about this an awful lot, and it's something that I've not really done myself. So I started at the beginning of the month. A friend of mine was running a little challenge in a Facebook group, and each night I've changed the questions a little bit, but now I really focus on the joy of the day. And I write down at the end of the day, amongst other things, I write down 5 things that have made me smile during the day. And it is such a lovely way to end the day. And it might be something really small, such as, you know, I sat and had a really lovely cup of tea, or I really enjoyed my hot chocolate, whatever it might be. Somebody sent me a lovely text message, but I'd sit and just really think about the day and remember all the lovely things that have happened. And I think that really helped in my sleep as well.
And it sounds like you're carving out time for yourself. Just a few minutes be all that it takes. She said 7 minutes sometimes could just do the trick for helping us to find balance.
Exactly. And we all think we're super busy, don't we? But actually, how really busy are we? Are we stuffing our day with things that are important? Anna talked about rest, and she was saying about her, I think she got a monitor and noticed that that she wasn't in rest, that her heart rate was quite high. And she imagined that she was resting, but she was actually sitting on the sofa, lying on the sofa, but scrolling through her phone. And that isn't actually resting. And when she put her phone down and then read a book, that was entirely different. And this is one of the things is we say, I don't have time for that. I don't have 5 minutes in the day. I don't have 10 minutes in the day. But do you spend a lot of time maybe watching TV. I like TV. I have to say it is part of my wind down, is a couple of hours of TV in the evening is something me and my husband do together. And I look forward to it, but I am guilty of the scrolling. I've set myself a timer and it's a 15-minute timer. You can set it up in the app itself. I think it's really clever. So I've got 15-minute timer because I need to go on for work. It's social media is part of my job. So I'll go on for 15 minutes and the timer comes up and I can then choose whether reset it for 15 minutes. But really, it's a reminder that 15 minutes have gone already. That's double the amount of time that Anna says that we could just spend just doing something for ourselves to really bring that calm and joy back in life.
We need to stop scrolling because she said it's false rest, didn't she?
Yeah.
Everyone agreed with it. It's true. She said what we're all feeling in our bodies. Yes, you're sitting there scrolling. Yes, if you switch off and you disassociate, but that isn't the same as relaxation, is it? And she said, when you're scrolling on all these things, you think you're relaxing, but your body and your neurological system still has to process all that information. So all the sound that's coming in, all the data that's coming in, all the stuff you're watching, your body has to process it. So it's not actually that restful.
No, exactly. And that's one of the reasons why I said I started to walk my dog without my earbuds in when I recommend clients generally, you know, something like a walk. I love a lunchtime walk and it brings me real joy when I hear that businesses are setting up lunchtime walks just 20 minutes after eating to just take a walk. Even if it's just around the factory building, the outside of the building, but getting outside, I'm hearing that so much more. And not having my earbuds in when I walk the dog is really grounding for me. And if you're walking with somebody else, that can be really powerful as well. You get to chat your experience in the moment rather than when I was walking with my earbuds in, listening to some kind of podcast that was training or something like that. Then I'm not really getting that relaxation. I'm not actually breathing in the environment. I'm on that treadmill almost.
Let's talk about, because she mentioned a number of things. She talked about practical everyday tips. She talked about carving out that time for yourself, with 7 minutes being all it may need to take to really calm yourself down and achieve that balance. And then she talked and touched upon balance through nutrition and supplementation. So should we talk a bit about that and the different things on the nutritional side that are available for people to help them to achieve balance? Because obviously the body is physical and it depends on what we feed it and what we take into the body. So nutrition does play a big part in achieving balance, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%, doesn't it? We know that's our job. We would be out of a job if it didn't, wouldn't it? I think it's really important to get the basics right. We talk about sugar a lot at the moment, or blood glucose levels at the moment. But it is true that it can drive this stressful situation because it is quite excitatory. And what we're doing is we're having too many stimulants, too much caffeine, too much sugar. And this is all, we're often doing this to try and keep those energy levels up and keep our body going, in inverted commas. But that is stressful, instead of fueling our body with really good fuel. And I see this again, I see this fairly regularly with perimenopausal women, is maybe they start to gain a little bit of weight. And so what they do is they reduce their calorie intake, reduce their nutrient intake, but increase things like caffeine. And often that is associated with a bit of snacking because they've got no energy. And so they'll have something sweet, which will give them the energy really quickly, but then causes that crash afterwards. Whereas if we actually focus on having a really healthy, balanced meal, having lots of really good fats, fiber is really important, protein, lots of color for those wonderful phytonutrients. And if we could focus on that every meal, we don't need those sugar rushes in the middle of the day, because that will release the energy that our body needs nice and slowly as we can consume it, until we are ready to refuel, aka eat again, at that next point in time, rather than this constant highs and lows, which many people are experiencing. And probably if we just looked, I don't count calories, but if we just looked at them from a calorific point of view, they're probably consuming as many calories in kind of non-food items, biscuits, cakes, Haribos, these kind of things, rather than actually sitting down and having a proper meal.
And I think from my experience, those that eat better and have a proper 3 meals a day are going to sleep better as well. A lot of people are talking about insomnia, anxiety, stress, but it's driven by that poor nutrition. Not all the time. Obviously, people do have their traumas and their stress. But when the body's working well and it's satiated and the blood sugar's balanced and you feel full, you can sleep and you can relax much easier.
Sleep is my nemesis, I have to say. When I hit perimenopause, sleep was the thing that went for me first. And I spent a long time before I understood nutrition, just sleeping absolutely terribly. And it's the first thing that gives if things are a little bit not great with me. It's the first thing that gives, but also it's a really good indicator for me how well I'm feeling and how healthy I'm eating. Waking up at the Chinese medical clock, I'm not sure if it's something you talked to clients about, I'm sure it is, Dora. Waking up at sort of 2-3 o'clock in the morning can often be signs of our liver under stress, but also blood glucose regulation, because we can often have a drop in blood glucose levels at that time of night. And if you're snacking and eating late into the night, you know, that TV with all the crisps and chocolate around you, a couple of glasses of wine because you've had a really stressful day, that's the thing that wakes you up in the middle of the night. Yeah. And I know myself, the minute I take that wine away, I sleep so much better. And it's not about not having the things that you want, but it's about understanding how that impacts your body and then moderating that as best you can, having a really healthy, balanced diet, eating 3 times a day. Goodness sake, it's not hard, just 3 times a day. And really being mindful of those things that are going to impact on your sleep. And then maybe taking a little supplement to help as well. I know it helps me.
Wendy, this week, because I've been accompanying my daughter to this dance thing, I have to co-work in a cafe. I've co-worked in the cafe all week, which has been nice. But the food isn't good. The coffee is good. The water is good. The juice is good. The food isn't good. So I've been skipping lunch, which is something I never do. And I hadn't had a chance to take stuff out for lunch. There's not much around there. So I haven't been sleeping well. And I know myself now. It's probably a bit arrogant to say I know, but you get to know yourself a bit. I know that's why I'm not sleeping. I need proper protein. When I don't have enough protein, I can't sleep. That's just me personally. Probably lack of amino acids. Maybe the blood sugar is a bit unbalanced because lack of protein and balancing the blood sugar. So I know that what I've been doing is eating extra in the evening, but that kind of doesn't make up for the meal you missed earlier. You have to eat on time, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I am a really big fan of 3 meals a day. There is a sort of a theory around the sort of the protein gap theory. And I wonder if your body's keeping you awake because you haven't eaten enough protein. And protein is so important that it's almost keeping you awake as a survival to say, actually, Dora, what you need to do is go. I'm not suggesting you go and eat at 11 o'clock at night. Your body keeping you saying you've not had enough protein, so I'm not going to let you sleep until you've had enough. I think our body, when we listen to it, tells us. And like you said, would it be better to eat something processed and sugary at lunchtime? No, I don't think it would. But it is it's a very difficult balance. And I think it can be very hard if you're just not sleeping. And I think back to what I was like, and I just wasn't sleeping. So my body wasn't giving me any signals at all. It was just not sleeping. And it takes a while, and you have to get into a better routine. And it's not about perfection. It's just about making some small changes, being mindful, thinking, actually, have I fueled myself when I have breakfast? Rather than skipping breakfast, having what works for you. Maybe it's pre-boiling some eggs at night time. I'm a big fan of overnight oats. So, you know, some overnight oats that are ready for me with lots of things like chia seeds and nuts and hemp seeds are really high in protein. So making sure I've had that really healthy breakfast. It's about doing those things. And then once you start to, then your sleep starts to improve and then you can start to really see the signals. But I think when you're just not sleeping every night, it's so hard to see through it, isn't it? You need something that's going to give you a bit of a give.
Go on.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer?
I hope they don't think I was serious about this.
What's next?
I put my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio on the Nutrition For Me show. And this week we're talking about finding your balance. I'm with Wendy Hill. She's a nutritional therapist and Revive Active Health expert. We've talked about some amazing tips that we got from one event on Find Your Balance. Let's talk about the nutritional supplementation that we can add to that healthy diet that we should be trying to aim for in some way. What's your favorite mineral or vitamin that can really help us to feel more balanced and calmer?
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? I'm a big fan of herbs. I'm really a big fan of soy and sage. And genistein is the sort of the active ingredient, which is really high in the Menno Active supplement. So I really like to recommend that to clients as a really good all-in-one. Sometimes it's nice to be able to have, just take, that's the box. That's what you need. Take that. That will give you some respite from your symptoms. And I love the way Revive have packaged it up. So there's some omega-3 in there as well. And there's omega-3 capsule, which is really good for neurological health. And we're seeing new statistics that are showing that women are experiencing joint pain. We always think it's hot flushes and brain fog, but actually joint pain is one of the more common symptoms. So omega-3 can really help with that. And then like really clever things that we wouldn't necessarily, or you might not associate it with perimenopause. So things like digestive enzymes and some really nice probiotic. So I think it's a really lovely, it ticks lots of boxes, like gives you a lot of breathing room in lots of different areas. To then allow you to perhaps then say, right, now I'm ready to eat a little bit better, to make those overnight oats that you were telling me about. Because actually, Wendy, when you first mentioned it, I couldn't even think, let alone make overnight oats. But now you're just giving me a bit of breathing space. And it's really good for that.
When you're feeling better in yourself, you have more energy to do those other things that are going to support you further in achieving that balance. So you say the Menno Active by Revive Active is good for people that are in menopause, or what about perimenopause as well and feeling stressed out, maybe an unbalanced?
Definitely in perimenopause, definitely. And I think I almost wish we could repackage it to midlife or something. It's, you know, the great name, and it's, you know, it's appropriate. Perimenopause happens quite early and some people don't necessarily realize that they're in perimenopause. And so when you prescribe something like that to a client, and they're like, but I'm not in menopause, I have to package it. I'm going, yeah, but look at all these lovely ingredients that it's got that would be brilliant for you at any age. And it genuinely would be great for anybody at any age. It's got really lovely levels of vitamin D. So at K2, I'm a huge fan of K2 for bone health as well. We've got B-vits for energy. It is a really good all-round supplement, but then with some key things that are going to give a little bit of give on those perimenopausal symptoms.
And what about for people that are experiencing sleep issues? That we saw some of the stats. So many people, 37% of UK adults experience insomnia. That's really big. And I think it could be even more than that. 75% of workers cite the workplace insecurity as a cause of poor sleep. So people are experiencing these sleep disorders. There are 80 distinct primary sleep disorders. So much going on with people and their sleep. How can they support themselves?
It's so important. Like I said, this is one of the things that's close to my heart because it is the thing that I struggle with. I was interested to see a third of people experience sleep poverty. You know, that really resonates with me. Sleep poverty, that's a word I'm definitely going to use from now on, a phrase I'm going to use, because when you don't, you need sleep to repair. You need sleep to renew. Your body lays down memory. It's part of our calming process as well. So yes, sleep really important. I love the sleep complex. It's got things like cherry in it, which we know is really good for sleep. And then again, one of the herbs. So we've got some chamomile, some lemon balm and some lavender. I recommend to clients lemon balm and chamomile tea. I've actually got on my balcony a pot of lemon balm and a pot of chamomile. And I go and just pick some and make a little pot of tea. And I feel very homely and very like nurturing. So it's great. It's also got some magnesium in it. So I recommend that to clients. But I have used the magnesium complex as well. And interestingly, that has really supported my sleep. So I go between the two on a personal basis. And I talk to clients and think what they might need. Because if we're quite stressed, if we're a super stressy person, and I am a bit, and I'm a bit of the all or nothing. I'm on the go all the time. Then we can burn through magnesium. And so I do take the magnesium complex sometimes. And I actually had some last night, and it definitely helps my sleep as well. So I like the both. I don't have a favorite. I kind of use them both equally. And they both have a really great sort of impact for me.
So many reasons that we should be taking magnesium.
Yeah.
We talked about the sleep capsules. I'm a big fan of the sleep capsules. Probably, as I said, because I've had my sleep issues this week, I've been getting up in the middle of the night to have my eggs. And then on top of that, I've been taking this. The sleep capsules, the cherry in them, they really have worked for me. Are there any botanicals other than the sleep capsules that can help calm people down when they're feeling stressed out?
I'm a massive fan of saffron, which is in the Calm capsules. And I describe, so the Calm capsules have got some of my favourites in there. So it's got some magnesium, it's got some lemon balm again, because we're not just thinking lemon balm and chamomile, and not just sleep as well. Like chamomile is really great for gut. Lemon balm just calms the nervous system. So I call the Calm supplements like a hug in a capsule. We've got saffron, magnesium, some B6 as well, which is really important. And then L-theanine is really good. We find it in tea. And L-theanine it helps activate GABA, which is one of our calming neurotransmitters. I describe it to clients as, think about it like a little hug in a capsule. And if you're an anxious, stressed person, a hug, what does a hug do? It just makes you go, oh, and relax. And that's what kind of the anxiety, the Calm capsules do, is just release that anxiety a little bit. And if we're less anxious in the day, we're more likely to sleep better at nighttime. So it's doing it from all aspects. And I'm not suggesting we need to take all of these all of the time, but it's utilizing them at the right point of time and really thinking about actually which part of life am I struggling with the most at the moment? Where do I need to have that little bit of a release? Where do I need to have that little win almost, so that then either the rest of the day or the night is better? And it's really interesting, Dora, that like you said, this week has been really busy, that perhaps diet hasn't been as good as it would be normally. Total change in routine. What do you need? You need support with sleep. And so that's where you focused.
Just good to have something in the cupboard so that if it happens, you have that feeling like, oh, I've taken something, I'm going to be okay. And it's a herbal thing. It's not something I'm going to get hooked on. And it does really work, can't do any harm. So it's just good to have a little natural cupboard with all your little remedies in for when you need them. So magnesium when you want calming down, you want to support your health. You've got sleep capsules if you have a tricky time falling asleep. You've got the calm capsules if you're going through a stressful time, maybe with work. And for the ladies that are in perimenopause or menopause, they can try the Meno Active or the Meno Botanicals and to help them feel much more balanced in their hormones and therefore more emotionally centered.
Exactly. These things are all going to benefit our health regardless, aren't they? Like you said, it's not like it's a prescription medication. We're not going to get hooked on it. Don't have side effects. This is just going to support our health and well-being. And particularly, I think, with the Meno Complex, because it has all of those lovely things in there, the B vitamins, you've got some zinc in there, the vitamin D. Actually, that's supporting our health, it's upping our nutrient status, which is only going to be a good thing, isn't it? You're happier, then your family are going to be happier because you're presenting in a much better way, or you're enjoying life. And if you're enjoying it's, you know, it rubs off, doesn't it? If you smile, if you're walking around the supermarket and you smile at someone, they smile back at you, don't you? If you feel good, if you feel happy, it rubs off on everyone else.
And just going back to that lovely event we were at together, Wendy, it's all about ourselves, that permission as well now to stop chasing perfection. This is what balance is about.
Perfection is not required, just giving yourself space and giving yourself time and permission and doing things that bring you joy. I loved the fact that at the event we had that wonderful sound bath at the end. That is so calming. And if anyone hasn't experienced anything like that, just go and book something. Book yourself a breathwork session or a sound bath. Experience new things, try new things, make space for yourself so that you can find out what does bring you joy, what is going to be your thing. It might be digging your allotment, but it might be lying in a sound bath.
Listeners, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed presenting it. Please join us again next week on the Nutrition for Me show on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. Today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, our show sponsor, Ireland's number one super supplement brand. Enjoy Revive Active's range of super supplements and feel great. Revive Active have teamed up with UK Health Radio to offer listeners an exclusive discount so you can test their supplements for yourself and start to feel super. Just go to reviveactive.com and use Radio20 to get 20% off their entire range.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious about that.
What's next? I forgot my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better. Like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Did I put the clothes in the dryer? I hope they don't think I was serious.
I need to be
about
awake.
Snacks.
Oh,
I
forgot
my brain shut off.
Just sleep already.
When your racing thoughts keep you up at night, it's tough to let go and get the rest you need. Better sleep can help. You might have heard of white or brown noise. There's a whole rainbow of color noises, and they can help you calm your mind, reduce stress, and sleep better, like the green noise you're listening to now. With the Better Sleep app, you can discover more color noises and over 200 soothing sounds, guided meditations, and bedtime stories. High-quality rest is vital to your mental well-being and physical health. Calm your restless mind, conquer your day, and sleep better at night. Download Better Sleep from the App Store or Google Play and start a 7-day trial today. Because when you sleep better, you feel better.